أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين من كان يريد العزة فلله العزة جميعا إليه يصعد الكلم الطيب والعمل الصالح يرفعه والذين يمكرون السيئات لهم عذاب شديد ومكر أولئك هو يبور
جو بھی عزت کے خواہاں ہیں سو ترجمہ یہ آیت کا کہ جو بھی عزت کے خواہاں ہیں تو اللہ
The translation of the verse Huzur recited is Huzur says that those who are looking after the honor so then it is entirely in the hand of Allah the pious words are sent to him and the pious deeds they take it up into the heights and those who indulge in bad attempts and they are doing bad and this everything will be returning back to them and end in frustration. This is one of the attribute of Allah which has been mentioned no less than 100 times in the Holy Quran. This statement is found in various verses in connection with various descriptions and except for one or two occasions it has been mentioned in conjunction with some other attribute of Allah. This attribute, Aziz, it has been translated in different ways by various scholars, which I would like to mention. In Mufradat Imam Raghib, it is written that Al-Aziz, that who is dominant and who is not suppressed and not overcome by others, who suppresses other people and no one else is able to suppress him or overpower him. Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ that surely he is the one who is going to be dominant and having all powers. And then Imam Raghib says that Allah Almighty says, وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ that the translation of this is that the honor is for Allah and for His Prophet and for His believers. The meaning of honor is again might and dominance. And he writes that that honor which belongs to Allah and the prophets and the believers, that is the one which is permanent and everlasting. And that is a real one. And Man Kana Yuridul Izzata, regarding this, he says, that the meaning of this verse is that whosoever would like to become honored, then he should try to get it from Allah Almighty, because all types of honor, they are in the control of Allah. Imam Raghib, in reference to other verses of the Quran, he says further, and then in Lisanul Arab it is mentioned like this.
Al-Aziz, Allah Ta'ala ki sifat hai.
Al-Aziz means is one of the attributes of Allah, and this is one of the names of Allah. And Zujaj says that Aziz means that which is inaccessible and nobody can overpower that being. According to some, Aziz means who is powerful, who is dominant over everything. And it is also said that Aziz means which is absolutely unique. No one is similar to him. Muiz is also one of the attributes of Allah, and that means that whomsoever he likes from among his people, he gives honor to that person. The honor is used against disgrace, which means honor, power and greatness. Al-Izzo wal-Izzato, the meaning of that is height, and which cannot be accessed, a very great height. So Huzur says that the summary of all these explanation which I have presented is that Aziz, Allah is one of the names of Allah who shows the perfection and all-inclusive, and it applies to Allah Almighty alone. And he is the one to whom all the honors can be attributed, and he is the one who to those people who believe in him and to the prophets, he gives the strength to them, which ultimately ends up in their victory. So therefore, the link with this Almighty, all-powerful Allah Almighty, is actually getting the power from Allah Almighty. As it was mentioned earlier on, that in the Holy Quran, almost on 100 places, in various connotations, this attribute has been mentioned in various ways, and some of the commentators, some of the commentaries given by certain commentators in relation to certain verses, some of the commentary, I would like to present those so that more meanings of this word can be understood properly. Allama Fakhruddin Razi writes, in reference to one verse of the Holy Quran, Amindahum Khazainu Rahmati Rabbik, that after mentioning the attribute of Aziz, it has been explained that the status of prophethood is a great status and a great position. And Allah Almighty, for the one who bestows this, it is essential that he should be all-powerful, that he should be Aziz. He should be having all power. And Wahhab, that he is the one who is the greatest of the bestowers, who is very generous, and he is in such a position, and the one who is having both these positions, then it is Allah Almighty alone, because he is all-powerful and he is the most generous, who gives everything, gives as a honor. This verse, which has been commented by Hazrat Allama Razi, this verse, Huzur says that this was in response to one question of the non-believers, which was mentioned in the previous verse, when the non-believers said, أَعُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ الزِّكْرُ مِنْ بَيْنِنَا, that is it out of all of us, it is this person who has been given this zikr and the book. And then in response to this, one Allah Almighty says that the prayers of the blessings of Allah Almighty are there. Are these prayers in their control? Why do they criticize on this one? That this man who is just like us, why this man cannot be given the status of prophethood? Allah Almighty says that the prayers of my mercy are not in your hand. But I am the master of that, and I am omnipotent, and I am all-powerful. And whomsoever I like, I give something out of that prayer. You are my creation. Why do you become so proud? So Allah Almighty, whomsoever He considers appropriate, He gives something out of His prayers of mercy. And this bounty of prophethood is given to that person whom He considers the best, who can do justice to this status of conveying the message. In this age, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam is also criticized like this. There are some critics, Christians, and some from the Muslims, they also have the same view that Masih and Mahdi, he was an ordinary person. So how can he, why this status was given to such an ordinary person like Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad of Qadian? Was such a person to be made Messiah and Mahdi? One lady in Germany once asked a question from me that so far in a small village in Punjab, why Allah Almighty made such a person as Messiah and Mahdi, whose message was not able to reach the world outside because of the lack of means? So Huzur said that I replied to her that the reply has already come in your question. Allah Almighty, when He opened up the treasure of His mercy, then He also arranged for the expansion of the message. Now in Germany, you are able to listen to this message, so it means it has reached here. 189 countries of the world, they have already got this message. So it is quite evident that the Allah Almighty, when He gave a status to someone, He is almighty and powerful. He is the master of all the glory and honor. Then He gives a success and victory to His beloved ones. And this is a promise to the community of the believers that Allah Almighty is going to give them the expansion and dominance. The Muslims living in other parts of the world, they say, as I mentioned earlier on, that why this man from Punjab could be the Messiah. They quote certain ahadith that these signs have not been fulfilled. They just go by the words of those prophecies and the literal meaning they take. They do not ponder over the message which actually has been mentioned in those ahadiths. So Allah Almighty has mentioned that by mentioning this, He has explained the point that the same question was asked from previous prophets, and the same question was asked from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it is quite evident that when his true lover was to come, then this question was bound to be asked. So therefore, in order to remind the Muslims, Allah Almighty has mentioned that I am Aziz, I am Wahhab, and those of you who are reading the Holy Quran, they should ponder over the meanings of these. I am the master of all the treasures of mercy. You are not. Whomsoever I considered appropriate to make Messiah and Mahdi, I made him like that. Allah Almighty has also mentioned in the Holy Quran, has mentioned the same thing, that in future whenever such an occasion comes, then you should ponder over it so that you should not miss this point. May Allah give them the wisdom that they are those people who ponder over the meanings of the Holy Quran. This point has also been mentioned by Allah Almighty, that the one who is given the mercy of Allah and who is bestowed with this honor, then I also support that person, I also help him. And this announcement of giving help and victory is also mentioned along with this attribute of Aziz. Allah Almighty has mentioned, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَغْلِبَنَّ أَنَا فَرُسُلِي,
امام فخرالدین رازی اس آیت کی طرف بیان کرتے ہیں کہ افضل طور پر تمام رسول اللہ
امام فخرالدین mentions the commentary of this verse that First and foremost, the dominance of all the prophets is based on the reason and argument. But along with the victory of the prophets, but the victory through the sword has also been mentioned in relation to certain prophets. But the most important thing is that Allah Almighty has the power to help these people to become victorious and dominance, and no one else can stop, because if other people is the one, all other people, they are the creature, a creation of God, and Allah Almighty is the one who has not been created by anyone, and Allah Almighty is the truth, and other people, other people, and Allah Almighty is the one who is dominant over other people who are not by themselves, rather they are dependent on Allah. Then in Ruhul Maani, another tafsir, it is written under this verse, كتب الله لاغلبنا ورسلي ان الله قوي عزيز لاغلبنا انا ورسلي یعنی حجت علامہ علوسی رائٹس لاغلبنا انا ورسلی اللہ المائٹی سیز دیٹ تھرو آرگومنٹ اینڈ سورڈ آر ود ون آف دیز ٹو تھنگز دیز آر گوئنگ ٹو بی وکٹوریس اینڈ ڈومیننٹ اپون ادرس اٹ از کوائٹ انف ان دی ڈومیننس آف دی پریویلنس آف دیز پروفٹس دیٹ ان دیئر ٹائمز their truth should be established. Allah Almighty inflicted various types of tortures on the opponents of the prophets, like the people of Noha and Saleh, and also the opponents of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many of them, they were killed in battles, although in the results of these battles sometime they were in different ways, but ultimately the victory was granted to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Similarly, for all those people who are going to follow him, this is the same sort of treatment is going to be the same in this way, and with this condition that when their jihad is going to be exactly the same jihad as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so these warriors, they are going to be supported and they are going to be dominant with the help of Allah. Most of the commentators, they have taken the dominance with the arguments, but he differs with this point of view. So this definition of jihad which has been mentioned here, if this is this does not apply to the people who are fighting with sword today, and that is the reason why the victory and dominance is not being attained by these people. This attribute of Allah, this Qawi and Aziz, that he is powerful and dominant, then in that case there is some deficiency in the actions of the believers today, and there is something wrong with that, and that is the reason why the result is not that which should have been there. Allama Qurtubi has also written that Allah Almighty sometime gives them the guidance, and some prophets were sent with arguments and they became victorious with that. And this time of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, this is actually the time of the battle of arguments. And the community of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, this community is waging this war with the argument and reasons which Allah Almighty has promised to His beloved one. And the people from far off, they are coming to the centers of Ahmadiyyat. And the promised Messiah was the one who was given the sword of argument. And he explains the beauties of Islam in such a way that people are completely satisfied with that. And this was the revelation of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam as well. كَتَبَ اللَّهُ أَنَا وَرُسُلِي وَاللَّهُ غَالِبٌ عَلَىٰ أَمْرِي وَلَاكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. That Allah Almighty has decreed it and fixed it that I and my prophets, they are going to be victorious ultimately, whatever confrontation they may face, but those who are from Allah, they are not going to be suppressed, and Allah Almighty is powerful with His decrees, and most of the people do not understand. And then also he received the revelation, Innahu Kaviyun Aziz, that he is powerful and dominant. It was also explained that, as I mentioned earlier on, that this victory and this dominance, this is not going to be through war and through fighting, but this is going to be a jihad of arguments, and through this, inshallah, the victory will be there. Hazrat Masih Maud says, the Kataballahu laghlibanna ana wa rusuli, that Allah Almighty has made it a decree, that this law has been made it as a practice with Allah Almighty, that He and His prophets are going to be victorious. So therefore, as I am His messenger sent by Allah Almighty, without a new law, without a new claim, without a new name, but I am here just to get the same name of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and completely obedient to him and a reflection of that Prophet. Therefore I say that as from the time of Hazrat Adam alaihi salam, as up to the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this meaning of this verse has been proved to be true, and this is going to be true now as well. Don't these people see that when these mullahs, they attack me with the fabrications, and there are so many people who did the bath at that time, but although there were few people who could be counted on fingertips, they were with me at that time. But now at this time, at least Huzur said at that time, that was when this thing was mentioned, he said 70,000 people have already joined the fold of Ahmadiyyat and they have done their bath at my hand. This is not because of many effort on my part. This was actually because of that wind which has been generated from heaven, and these people have come running to me. And now these enemies, they have worked very hard, they have tried their best to destroy this, and they did whatever was possible for them. They also reported falsely to the authorities, and they bore wrong witness, and they incited the other people, and thousands upon thousands of leaflets and books were printed against me, and they planned and discussed the matter against me. But the result of that was simply frustration and failure. So if this has been something from me, then it would have been destroyed. Is there anyone who can put a parallel of this, mention a parallel of this one? And somebody was not from God and he was not destroyed, rather he was getting this success manyfold. So is it not a sign that these people worked very hard to destroy me and to frustrate my designs, and he should his name should be wiped off the surface of the earth? But actually that seed that grew, it became a tree, and now its branches are spread all over the world. And now this tree is so big and so huge that thousands of people, thousands of birds, they are taking rest on the branches of this. And now at this time, by the grace of Allah, this Ahmadiyya community has spread into 190 countries of the world. This is also according to this promise of Allah Almighty. Of Allah Almighty, who is mighty and powerful. And then He is the one, when He appoints someone, then also grants them the victory. So He should not be objected that why this ordinary person has been able to achieve this status. Allah may give understanding to the Muslims to ponder over this point. And we should also work very hard to convey this message to these people. And we should carry out this responsibility in the best possible manner. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam says that if the fear of Allah is in the heart of people, then they can understand that your competition with me does not have any element of piety in it. And some of the quotations which you bring against me are the ahadith. There are some are weak and some are misunderstood. But against you, my claim is on the authority of Allah Almighty, with full conviction that Allah Almighty, the Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, has died, and the one who had to come, that is the promised one. And in his coming, I believe in the same way as I believe in the Holy Quran. And this is all based on the revelation which is shone forth to me just like a bright sun. And this faith has supported with the signs of Allah Almighty. And almost on daily basis, the revelation which comes from God Almighty, how can I take that thing out of my heart? Should I reject that knowledge and full understanding which Allah Almighty has given through His revelation? Are those heavenly signs which are shown to me, should I reject those signs? Or should I should go against the will and command of my master? What should I do? If I had to die thousands of times, that would be much better than rejecting that one who has made himself manifest with his beauty. And this life, how long it is going to last? And how long these people are going to be faithful to me? If I leave for them my own faith, I know it fully well that what is in the hands of my opponents, that is simply nothing, a filth. And why I should be leaving that and get this thing which is useless? They frighten me, and but I swear in the name of Allah, Aziz, the Powerful, that and I have decided that I am not going to take any care of these things, any threats. And I am happy to be with Allah Almighty. And I would rather die in this cause. Or I would never wish that I should be very long life. As the light which has been given to me, I cannot call it a darkness. And as when you are not ready to leave your faiths, which are simply based on a conjecture and doubts, how can I leave this path on which there are so many suns shining so brightly? Am I insane and a mad person who has been shown this right path? Why shouldn't I accept it? I swear in the name of Allah that thousands of signs have been shown to me in order to prove my truthfulness from God Almighty. And some of the things have been mentioned by people, and some people have not even mentioned to me. And I have seen that these signs, they are from God Almighty, from Allah Almighty. And no one except Him is able to show such a sign. And apart from that, Allah Almighty has taught me the knowledge of the Holy Quran, and the true meanings of the Hadith have been made manifest to Him. How can then I leave this bright path, the right path? Why I should go to that path of destruction? Whatever I say, that I say with full conviction and authority. And whatever you say, that is simply an imagination and thinking. And this imagination does not help against the matter of truth. And the example is like this: if a blind man is walking over an uneven surface, he doesn't know where he's going to put his foot. So how is it possible that I should leave this light and go on the path of darkness? How is it possible that I should make that choice? When I say that Allah, see that Allah Almighty listens to my prayer and shows great sign for me, and He speaks to me, and the knowledge of the unseen is divulged to me, and as compared with my enemies, He always supports me with His mighty hand. And in every field He grants me the victory. And the deeper knowledge of the Holy Quran is given to me. So how can I leave that this mighty God Almighty and accept that what the people are saying? I know it fully well that He is the mighty God who has given His manifestation to me. And with His signs, with His words and with His actions, He has made everything clear to me. And I am sure that the manifestation that I see from Him and the knowledge of the unseen which is given to me and that mighty hand which is working in my favor, which always helps me at all difficult occasions, that is the hand of that Allah Almighty who has created this universe and which was manifested to Noah and showed the miracle of the deluge. And He was shown to the Musa And when the Pharaoh was bent upon destroying him, he was given the help. And that was the one who was shown to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who always protected him from the evil designs of the enemies. And he is Allah Almighty, who has in this period of latter days, he has made his manifestation to me. This is, Huzur says, the statement of the Holy, of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and the description of the Aziz God, the very bold declaration and claim which he has made, that is found in these words. And this is the way he has addressed his opponents. And he remained alive for a long time, and he gave the challenge, and nobody could give any inflict any harm upon him, and no attempt of any opponent was able to give him any harm at all, because he was it was the promise of the true Allah that when he gives a blessing from Allah Almighty, then the results according to that are also made manifest and very clear. And then he gives the proof of his being mighty and powerful. Today, the progress of Ahmadiyya Jamaat is also a great proof of the same thing. But as the communities of the prophets before that, similarly the opponents are trying to do harm to the Ahmadiyya communities wherever it may be possible for them. They try. But Hazur says that from various places I get the information of fighting, or occasionally there are some news of the martyrdoms of certain Ahmadis. But until today, those who are true followers of the promised Messiah, these threats and these claims of the opponents, they have not been able to inflict any harm upon them. And their firm faith has not been shaken at all. So it is our responsibility that in order to strengthen our faith, we should be submitting to Allah Almighty. And as in order to see the manifestations of His divine help, we should continue call upon Allah Almighty, who has always been making true His promises to the prophets and also to all the believers. The same is the promise to them. And they are also going to become victorious. So today, the same Allah is going to make true this promise, and actually He is showing already. And we should remember it fully well, that our success is dependent on our link with the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. All the honors, they are linked with the honor of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam in this age. Because he is the one who is the true follower of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And link with him is actually making a link with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore the true link with this Masih and Mahdi is something which actually takes us to the heights of good deeds and virtues. As I mentioned, in some places today, some of the Ahmadis, they are being done some bad things against them, injustice is being done, or sometimes they are tortured, or they are killed, martyred. But they should all remember that all these sacrifices are actually raising their status and ranks in the sight of Allah. And they are taking them closer to God Almighty. After all, in this life, the people in this age will also see the glory and the victory of the promised Messiah and Mahdi. And Allah Almighty says, that these people will also get the punishment in the life to come. Our duty is that as far as possible we should try that we should try to snatch these people from the clutches of these transgressors and try to bring them to the protection of Aziz and Qadir, Allah, who are trapped by these people because of their misunderstanding. And we should take these people out of this net and trap, and bring them. We should establish their link with Kavi and Aziz, Allah Almighty. He is the one who is the bestower of glory and honor. Without any link with that God, now there is no other path of salvation. Allah Almighty may enable us that we discharge our responsibility in the best possible manner for Pakistan. I would like to say a word of advice. I would like to say that the politicians, in order to make them more popular and to get their false honor, they are doing all the things to the people. Allah may guide them to full realization, and their hearts should be filled with the mercy, and they should take mercy upon the people without any reason, on petty things, just for their selfish egos. They are sacrificing hundreds of people there. In the procession there was a blast. Hundreds of people have died. Allah may grant wisdom to these politicians.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiruh, wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh, wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.